The Warren Buffett Way by Robert G. Hagstrom. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Warren Buffett Way by Robert G. Hagstrom is a comprehensive look at the life and investing strategies of the world's most successful investor. The book examines Buffett's investment philosophy, his approach to stock selection, and his management style. It also provides an in-depth analysis of Buffett's investment record and the lessons that can be learned from it. The book begins by exploring Buffett's early life and his formative years as an investor. It then examines his investment philosophy, which is based on the principles of value investing. Buffett's approach to stock selection is based on his belief that the market is inefficient and that there are opportunities to buy stocks at a discount to their intrinsic value. He also looks for companies with strong competitive advantages and a long-term track record of success. The book also looks at Buffett's management style, which is based on the principles of trust and delegation. He believes in giving his managers the freedom to make decisions and allowing them to take risks. He also believes in maintaining a long-term focus and avoiding short-term speculation. The book then examines Buffett's investment record, which is one of the most successful in history. It looks at the stocks he has bought and sold, and the lessons that can be learned from his successes and failures. It also looks at the strategies he has used to generate returns and the lessons that can be learned from them. Finally, the book looks at the lessons that can be learned from Buffett's life and investing strategies. It provides an in-depth analysis of his investment philosophy and the strategies he has used to generate returns. It also provides an overview of the lessons that can be learned from his successes and failures. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Invest in companies with strong fundamentals. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of investing in companies with strong fundamentals, such as a strong balance sheet, a competitive advantage, and a good management team. Investing in companies with strong fundamentals is a key principle of Warren Buffett's investment strategy. He believes that companies with strong fundamentals are more likely to be successful in the long run. This means that investors should look for companies with a strong balance sheet, a competitive advantage, and a good management team. Companies with these characteristics are more likely to be able to weather economic downturns and remain profitable in the long run. Additionally, companies with strong fundamentals are more likely to be able to take advantage of opportunities that arise in the market. When evaluating a company, Buffett looks for a strong balance sheet, which includes a healthy amount of cash and low levels of debt. He also looks for companies with a competitive advantage, such as a unique product or service, or a strong brand. Finally, he looks for companies with a good management team that is able to make sound decisions and execute on those decisions. By investing in companies with these characteristics, Buffett believes that investors can achieve long-term success. Investing in companies with strong fundamentals is a key part of Buffett's investment strategy. By focusing on companies with a strong balance sheet, a competitive advantage, and a good management team, investors can increase their chances of achieving long-term success. Main idea number 2. Focus on long-term value. The book emphasizes the importance of focusing on long-term value rather than short-term gains. Buffett believes that investors should look for companies that have the potential to generate consistent returns over the long term. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of focusing on long-term value rather than short-term gains. Buffett believes that investors should look for companies that have the potential to generate consistent returns over the long term. He believes that investors should focus on the underlying fundamentals of a company, such as its competitive advantages, financial strength, and management team, rather than short-term market fluctuations. Buffett also believes that investors should be patient and not be swayed by the short-term noise of the markets. He believes that investors should be willing to hold on to their investments for the long term, as this will allow them to benefit from the compounding of returns over time. Buffett also believes that investors should diversify their portfolios and not put all their eggs in one basket. This will help to reduce risk and ensure that investors are able to benefit from the long-term growth of their investments. Buffett also believes that investors should be disciplined and not be swayed by the emotions of the markets. He believes that investors should have a clear plan and stick to it, even when the markets are volatile. He also believes that investors should be willing to take calculated risks and not be afraid to invest in companies that may have a higher risk profile. Finally, Buffett believes that investors should be willing to invest in companies that have the potential to generate long-term value, even if they may not be the most popular investments at the time. Main idea number 3. Invest in what you know. Buffett believes that investors should invest in what they know and understand. He recommends that investors focus on companies and industries that they are familiar with and understand the dynamics of. Investing in what you know is a key principle of Warren Buffett's investment strategy. He believes that investors should focus on companies and industries that they are familiar with and understand the dynamics of. This means that investors should research the industry and the company they are considering investing in, and make sure they understand the risks and rewards associated with the investment. Buffett also recommends that investors look for companies with strong management teams, solid financials, and a competitive advantage in the industry. By investing in what they know, investors can make more informed decisions and reduce their risk of losses. Buffett also recommends that investors diversify their investments across different industries and companies. This helps to reduce the risk of losses if one particular industry or company performs poorly. Additionally, investors should be aware of the current market conditions and adjust their investments accordingly. By following these principles, investors can increase their chances of success and maximize their returns. Main idea number 4. Don't be swayed by market trends. The Warren Buffett way emphasizes the importance of not being swayed by market trends and instead focusing on the fundamentals of the company. The Warren Buffett way emphasizes the importance of not being swayed by market trends and instead focusing on the fundamentals of the company. According to Warren Buffett, investors should not be influenced by the market's short-term fluctuations, but instead should focus on the long-term prospects of the company. He believes that investors should look at the company's financials, management, and competitive position to determine its true value. He also believes that investors should not be swayed by the opinions of others, but should instead rely on their own research and analysis. By doing so, investors can make more informed decisions and avoid being influenced by the market's short-term trends. Warren Buffett also believes that investors should not be afraid to take risks, but should instead be willing to invest in companies that have the potential to generate long-term returns. He believes that investors should be patient and not be swayed by the market's short-term fluctuations. He also believes that investors should diversify their portfolios and invest in a variety of companies in order to reduce their risk. By following these principles, investors can make more informed decisions and avoid being influenced by the market's short-term trends. Main idea number 5. Don't be afraid to hold cash. Buffett believes that investors should not be afraid to hold cash when the market is volatile. He believes that cash can be a valuable asset in times of uncertainty. Warren Buffett has long been an advocate of holding cash in times of market volatility. He believes that cash can be a valuable asset in times of uncertainty, as it provides investors with the flexibility to take advantage of opportunities that may arise. Buffett has often said that cash is a position of strength, and that investors should not be afraid to hold cash when the market is volatile. Buffett believes that cash can be used to take advantage of opportunities that may arise when the market is down. He has often said that investors should be prepared to act quickly when the market is down, as this is when the best opportunities can be found. By holding cash, investors can be ready to take advantage of these opportunities when they arise. Buffett also believes that cash can be used to protect investors from losses in a volatile market. By holding cash, investors can avoid losses that may occur when the market is down. This can help to protect investors from losses that may occur in a volatile market. Overall, Buffett believes that cash can be a valuable asset in times of market volatility. He believes that investors should not be afraid to hold cash when the market is volatile, as it can provide them with the flexibility to take advantage of opportunities that may arise, as well as protect them from losses that may occur in a volatile market. Main idea number 6. Don't be afraid to buy stocks at a discount. The Warren Buffett way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks at a discount. Buffett believes that investors should look for companies that are undervalued and have the potential to generate returns over the long term. Don't be afraid to buy stocks at a discount. The Warren Buffett way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks at a discount. Buffett believes that investors should look for companies that are undervalued and have the potential to generate returns over the long term. He believes that investors should focus on the intrinsic value of a company, rather than its current market price. This means that investors should look for companies that are trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. By doing this, investors can purchase stocks at a lower price and benefit from the potential upside and the stock price rises to its intrinsic value. Buffett also believes that investors should focus on the quality of the company, rather than the price. He believes that investors should look for companies with strong fundamentals, such as a strong balance sheet, a competitive advantage, and a good management team. By focusing on the quality of the company, investors can ensure that they are buying stocks that have the potential to generate returns over the long term. Finally, Buffett believes that investors should be patient and wait for the right opportunity to buy stocks at a discount. He believes that investors should not rush into a purchase, but rather wait for the right opportunity to buy stocks at a discount. By being patient and waiting for the right opportunity, investors can benefit from the potential upside when the stock price rises to its intrinsic value. Main idea number 7. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with high dividends. The book emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with high dividends. Buffett believes that stocks with high dividends can provide investors with a steady stream of income. The Warren Buffett way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with high dividends. According to Buffett, stocks with high dividends can provide investors with a steady stream of income. This income can be used to reinvest in other stocks or to pay for living expenses. Furthermore, stocks with high dividends tend to be more stable than stocks with low dividends, making them a safer investment. When investing in stocks with high dividends, it is important to do your research. Make sure to look at the company's financials, as well as the industry it operates in. Additionally, it is important to consider the company's dividend payout ratio, which is the percentage of earnings that are paid out as dividends. A company with a high dividend payout ratio may not be able to sustain its dividend payments in the long run. Finally, it is important to remember that stocks with high dividends are not a guaranteed investment. The stock market is unpredictable, and there is always the risk of losing money. However, if you do your research and invest wisely, stocks with high dividends can be a great way to generate income and build wealth. Main idea number 8. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-earnings ratios. The Warren Buffett way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-earnings ratios. Buffett believes that stocks with low price-to-earnings ratios can provide investors with a good value. The Warren Buffett way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-earnings ratios. According to Buffett, stocks with low price-to-earnings ratios can provide investors with a good value. He believes that these stocks are undervalued and have the potential to generate higher returns than stocks with higher price-to-earnings ratios. Furthermore, stocks with low price-to-earnings ratios are less likely to be affected by market volatility, making them a safer investment. When selecting stocks with low price-to-earnings ratios, investors should look for companies with strong fundamentals. Companies with strong fundamentals are more likely to have sustainable growth and generate higher returns. Investors should also consider the company's financials, such as its debt-to-equity ratio, return on equity, and cash flow. These metrics can provide insight into the company's financial health and help investors make informed decisions. In addition, investors should consider the company's competitive position in the industry. Companies with a competitive advantage are more likely to generate higher returns. Investors should also consider the company's management team and their track record of success. Companies with experienced and successful management teams are more likely to generate higher returns. Overall, investing in stocks with low price-to-earnings ratios can be a great way to generate higher returns. However, investors should do their due diligence and research the company before investing. By doing so, investors can make informed decisions and maximize their returns. Main idea number 9. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-book ratios. The book emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-book ratios. Buffett believes that stocks with low price-to-book ratios can provide investors with a good value. The book emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-book ratios. According to Warren Buffett, stocks with low price-to-book ratios can provide investors with a good value. This is because the price-to-book ratio is a measure of how much investors are willing to pay for a company's assets relative to their book value. A low price-to-book ratio indicates that the stock is undervalued and may be a good investment. Investors should not be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-book ratios. While these stocks may be riskier than stocks with higher price-to-book ratios, they can also provide investors with the potential for higher returns. Furthermore, investors should look for stocks with strong fundamentals and good management teams in order to reduce the risk associated with investing in low price-to-book stocks. In conclusion, investors should not be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-book ratios. While these stocks may be riskier than stocks with higher price-to-book ratios, they can also provide investors with the potential for higher returns. Therefore, investors should do their research and look for stocks with strong fundamentals and good management teams in order to reduce the risk associated with investing in low price-to-book stocks. Main idea number 10. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-sales ratios. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-sales ratios. Buffett believes that stocks with low price-to-sales ratios can provide investors with a good value. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-sales ratios. According to Buffett, stocks with low price-to-sales ratios can provide investors with a good value. This is because the price-to-sales ratio is a measure of how much investors are willing to pay for a company's sales. A low price-to-sales ratio indicates that investors are not willing to pay a premium for the company's sales, which can be a sign of a good value. When looking for stocks with low price-to-sales ratios, investors should also consider the company's fundamentals. It is important to look at the company's financials, such as its earnings, cash flow, and debt levels. Investors should also consider the company's competitive position in the industry and its growth prospects. By doing so, investors can ensure that they are buying stocks with good value and not just stocks with low price-to-sales ratios. Investors should not be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-sales ratios. By doing their due diligence and researching the company's fundamentals, investors can find stocks with good value. This is the Warren Buffett way of investing, and it has proven to be successful over the years. Main idea number 11. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with low debt-to-equity ratios. The book emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low debt-to-equity ratios. Buffett believes that stocks with low debt-to-equity ratios can provide investors with a good value. The book emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low debt-to-equity ratios. Warren Buffett believes that stocks with low debt-to-equity ratios can provide investors with a good value. Low debt-to-equity ratios indicate that a company has a strong balance sheet and is not over-leveraged. This means that the company is less likely to be affected by economic downturns and can weather difficult times more easily. Low debt-to-equity ratios also indicate that the company is not taking on too much risk and is better able to manage its finances. Furthermore, stocks with low debt-to-equity ratios tend to be more attractive to investors, as they are seen as being more stable and reliable investments. Investors should not be afraid to buy stocks with low debt-to-equity ratios, as they can provide a good value and a more secure investment. Low debt-to-equity ratios can also be a sign of a company's financial health and stability, which can be beneficial for long-term investors. Furthermore, stocks with low debt-to-equity ratios tend to be more attractive to investors, as they are seen as being more stable and reliable investments. Therefore, investors should consider stocks with low debt-to-equity ratios when making their investment decisions. Main idea number 12. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with high return on equity. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with high return on equity. Buffett believes that stocks with high return on equity can provide investors with a good value. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with high return on equity. According to Buffett, stocks with high return on equity can provide investors with a good value. He believes that these stocks are undervalued and have the potential to generate higher returns than other stocks. Furthermore, stocks with high return on equity are less likely to be affected by market volatility, making them a safer investment. Buffett also believes that stocks with high return on equity are more likely to be profitable in the long run. This is because they have a higher rate of return on the money invested in them. This means that investors can expect to receive a higher return on their investment over time. Additionally, stocks with high return on equity are less likely to be affected by economic downturns, making them a more reliable investment. Finally, stocks with high return on equity are more likely to be undervalued. This means that investors can purchase them at a lower price than their true value. This can provide investors with an opportunity to purchase stocks at a discount and benefit from the potential upside of the stock. Overall, stocks with high return on equity can provide investors with a good value and the potential for higher returns. Therefore, investors should not be afraid to buy stocks with high return on equity, as it can be a profitable investment strategy. Main idea number 13. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with high profit margins. The book emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with high profit margins. Buffett believes that stocks with high profit margins can provide investors with a good value. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with high profit margins. According to Buffett, stocks with high profit margins can provide investors with a good value. He believes that these stocks can be a great way to build wealth over time. High profit margins can also provide investors with a cushion against market volatility. When looking for stocks with high profit margins, investors should focus on companies that have a consistent track record of generating profits. They should also look for companies that have a strong competitive advantage and are able to maintain their margins over time. Additionally, investors should pay attention to the company's balance sheet and cash flow statements to ensure that the company is able to sustain its high profit margins. Investors should also be aware of the risks associated with investing in stocks with high profit margins. These stocks can be more volatile than other stocks and may be more susceptible to market downturns. Additionally, these stocks may be more expensive than other stocks, so investors should be prepared to pay a premium for them. Overall, investing in stocks with high profit margins can be a great way to build wealth over time. However, investors should be aware of the risks associated with these stocks and should do their due diligence before investing. Main idea number 14. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-cash flow ratios. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-cash flow ratios. Buffett believes that stocks with low price-to-cash flow ratios can provide investors with a good value. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-cash flow ratios. According to Buffett, stocks with low price-to-cash flow ratios can provide investors with a good value. This is because the price-to-cash flow ratio is a measure of how much cash a company is generating relative to its stock price. A low price-to-cash flow ratio indicates that the company is generating more cash than its stock price would suggest. This means that the stock is undervalued and could be a good investment. When investing in stocks with low price-to-cash flow ratios, it is important to do your research. You should look at the company's financials, its competitive position, and its management team. You should also consider the company's growth prospects and its potential for future success. By doing your due diligence, you can ensure that you are investing in a stock that has the potential to provide you with a good return on your investment. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-cash flow ratios. By doing your research and investing in stocks with good fundamentals, you can take advantage of the potential for good returns. This is the Warren Buffett way of investing, and it has proven to be successful for many investors. Main idea number 15. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with low beta. The book emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low beta. Buffett believes that stocks with low beta can provide investors with a good value. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low beta. According to Buffett, stocks with low beta can provide investors with a good value. Low beta stocks are less volatile than stocks with higher beta, meaning that they are less likely to experience large swings in price. This makes them a good choice for investors who are looking for a steady return on their investment. Low beta stocks also tend to be less expensive than stocks with higher beta, making them a good choice for investors who are looking to maximize their returns. In addition, low beta stocks tend to be less affected by market fluctuations. This means that they are less likely to experience large losses during market downturns. This makes them a good choice for investors who are looking to protect their investments from market volatility. Low beta stocks also tend to have lower dividend yields, making them a good choice for investors who are looking for income. Overall, low beta stocks can provide investors with a good value and a steady return on their investment. They are less volatile than stocks with higher beta, making them a good choice for investors who are looking for a steady return on their investment. Low beta stocks also tend to be less expensive than stocks with higher beta, making them a good choice for investors who are looking to maximize their returns. Main idea number 16. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with high dividend yields. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with high dividend yields. Buffett believes that stocks with high dividend yields can provide investors with a steady stream of income. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with high dividend yields. Buffett believes that stocks with high dividend yields can provide investors with a steady stream of income. He believes that these stocks are often undervalued and can provide investors with a great opportunity to make money. Furthermore, he believes that stocks with high dividend yields are often less volatile than other stocks, making them a safer investment. Buffett also believes that stocks with high dividend yields are often overlooked by other investors, making them a great opportunity to buy at a discount. He believes that these stocks can provide investors with a steady stream of income, while also providing the potential for capital appreciation. Furthermore, he believes that these stocks can provide investors with a hedge against inflation, as the dividend payments will increase with inflation. Overall, Buffett believes that stocks with high dividend yields can provide investors with a great opportunity to make money. He believes that these stocks are often undervalued and can provide investors with a steady stream of income, while also providing the potential for capital appreciation. Furthermore, he believes that these stocks can provide investors with a hedge against inflation. Therefore, investors should not be afraid to buy stocks with high dividend yields, as they can provide a great opportunity to make money. Main idea number 17. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-earnings growth ratios. The book emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-earnings growth ratios. Buffett believes that stocks with low price-to-earnings growth ratios can provide investors with a good value. The book emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-earnings growth ratios. Warren Buffett believes that stocks with low price-to-earnings growth ratios can provide investors with a good value. Low price-to-earnings growth ratios indicate that the stock is undervalued, meaning that it is trading at a lower price than its intrinsic value. This can provide investors with an opportunity to buy the stock at a discount and benefit from the potential upside and the stock price rises to its true value. Additionally, stocks with low price-to-earnings growth ratios tend to have lower volatility, meaning that investors can benefit from a more stable return on their investment. Investors should also consider the company's fundamentals when buying stocks with low price-to-earnings growth ratios. It is important to look at the company's financials, such as its earnings, revenue, and cash flow, to ensure that the company is in good financial health. Additionally, investors should consider the company's competitive position in the market and its potential for future growth. By doing so, investors can ensure that they are buying stocks with low price-to-earnings growth ratios that have the potential to provide them with a good return on their investment. Main idea number 18. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-sales growth ratios. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-sales growth ratios. Buffett believes that stocks with low price-to-sales growth ratios can provide investors with a good value. The Warren Buffett Way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-sales growth ratios. According to Buffett, these stocks can provide investors with a good value. He believes that stocks with low price-to-sales growth ratios are undervalued and have the potential to generate higher returns than stocks with higher price-to-sales growth ratios. Furthermore, Buffett believes that stocks with low price-to-sales growth ratios are less likely to be affected by market volatility and can provide investors with a more stable investment. When investing in stocks with low price-to-sales growth ratios, it is important to do your research and understand the company's fundamentals. Buffett recommends looking at the company's financial statements, such as its balance sheet and income statement, to get a better understanding of the company's financial health. Additionally, it is important to look at the company's competitive position in the industry and its potential for growth. By doing your research and understanding the company's fundamentals, you can make an informed decision about whether or not to invest in the stock. Overall, investing in stocks with low price-to-sales growth ratios can be a great way to generate higher returns and reduce risk. By doing your research and understanding the company's fundamentals, you can make an informed decision about whether or not to invest in the stock. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-sales growth ratios. It could be the Warren Buffett way to success. Main idea number 19. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-cash flow growth ratios. The book emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-cash flow growth ratios. Buffett believes that stocks with low price-to-cash flow growth ratios can provide investors with a good value. The idea of buying stocks with low price-to-cash flow growth ratios is a cornerstone of Warren Buffett's investment philosophy. He believes that stocks with low price-to-cash flow growth ratios can provide investors with a good value. This is because the stock's price is lower than its cash flow growth, meaning that the stock is undervalued and has the potential to increase in value. Additionally, stocks with low price-to-cash flow growth ratios tend to be less volatile than stocks with higher ratios, making them a safer investment. When looking for stocks with low price-to-cash flow growth ratios, investors should focus on companies with strong fundamentals. Companies with strong fundamentals tend to have higher cash flow growth, which can help to offset the lower price. Additionally, investors should look for companies with a history of consistent earnings growth, as this can help to ensure that the stock will continue to increase in value over time. Finally, investors should also consider the company's competitive position in the market, as this can help to determine whether the stock is a good long-term investment. Main idea number 20. Don't be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-book growth ratios. The Warren Buffett way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-book growth ratios. Buffett believes that stocks with low price-to-book growth ratios can provide investors with a good value. The Warren Buffett way emphasizes the importance of buying stocks with low price-to-book growth ratios. According to Buffett, these stocks can provide investors with a good value. He believes that stocks with low price-to-book growth ratios are undervalued and have the potential to generate higher returns than stocks with higher price-to-book growth ratios. Buffett also believes that stocks with low price-to-book growth ratios are less risky than stocks with higher price-to-book growth ratios. This is because stocks with low price-to-book growth ratios are more likely to be undervalued and have more room to grow. Furthermore, stocks with low price-to-book growth ratios are less likely to be affected by market volatility. Therefore, investors should not be afraid to buy stocks with low price-to-book growth ratios. These stocks can provide investors with a good value and have the potential to generate higher returns than stocks with higher price-to-book growth ratios. Furthermore, these stocks are less risky and less likely to be affected by market volatility.